Hello, welcome to the 5280 podcast. Strap on and have a good time.
From the Mobile 5280 Studios, Weekend Geek Update Spotlight Edition. We're at TikCon down over off the Tivoli, and it is a cornucopia of different unfluxes as far as the geek culture. But nothing closer to my heart than what is directly across from me. The Mammoth has set up, and I have to tell you, if you've not taken in a Mammoth game yet, you are missing out. I used to go all the time with Willie B from 106.7 KBPI, and he did like all the MC and the color commentary. Yep. And let me tell you something, it is fabulous. Now, I've got next to me Josh. Josh, what is your role with the Mammoth?
Sure, I'm the Vice President of Business Operations. A lot of people say, what does that mean? It means that I'm involved on day-to-day from game presentation, ticket sales, marketing, sponsorship, making sure that the experience people have at games is supreme, like you talk about, and also making sure that all of our messaging out in the marketplace is consistent, and then events like this as well,
right?
Where we'll tease it a little bit right here, and we'll say there's a pretty exciting event coming up April 15th at the building in conjunction with the Mammoth Game.
Wow. So now, how difficult is it to run a sports team? Because everyone was always like, I could do it. Just to be a business manager alone, that is a huge weight. I mean, what...
No words
to explain this.
Well, I think it's very similar to any other business, right? You have to have good business practices. You have to rely on your metrics, your analytics. You have to understand who your consumer is. You have to cater to them. You have to find a price point that balances supply and demand. And ultimately, you have to provide an avenue for people to have a great entertainment experience. There are so many options here in this market for what to do on
a
Friday or Saturday
night. It is a heavy sports town.
Sports town, but even beyond that, we play on weekends, and so how many people go skiing every weekend, right? How many people go to the movies, go out to dinner, whatever it might be? You're competing with all of that. And so it's not just about running a sports business, right? That's just running a business.
That's just a business.
Yeah. But it's about providing a reason for people to come, and not just come once, but come again.
Now, how many seasons have the Mammoth been over at the Can?
This is number 15.
Wow. And Gate was my favorite player.
Yeah, Gary, yeah.
Gary Gate was freaking amazing, and I was so sad to see him retire. But this game must put a lot of pressure on players. They're not as padded as a football player.
They have some padding on, but they still get beat up. You know, we had a guy on our team for almost a decade named Nick Carlson. And Nick actually said, because the season when he played was 16 games, like the NFL.
Right.
Now it's 18, so 9 home, 9 road. And what he said was that basically when he played, it was like being in a car accident every week for 4 months. So if you can think about that brutal beating on your body, that's what these guys go through every week in a game. And sometimes, and we had it a couple weeks ago, 2 games in a weekend.
Holy crap. So doubleheader.
Doubleheader, home and road.
Oh, and road?
Yes.
How far did you have to go for that?
Well, that one was in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, which probably nobody knows where that is, but look it up.
I think that's a joke.
It's a real town, I promise you. But the challenge is it's not actually that far as the crow flies, but it is a challenge because there's no nonstop flights. We played a Saturday night there. The team we were waiting or that was waiting for us on Sunday night here got in Saturday, was enjoying Denver. We flew back on Sunday morning, 5 a.m. flight from Saskatoon to Minneapolis.
A
few hour layover, and then you get here, you land early afternoon, you get to the hotel, you get to your apartment, and a couple hours later, you're back at the arena to go through that beating again.
Oh, my God.
The guys are tough.
These guys are machines, because, I mean, you watch them run down the field while the opponent is just beating them with the stick while they're running. That's just, it's like a bad Klingon rite of passage. I mean, and these guys, week in, week out, without fail.
Well, you have basically a weapon in your hand, right? It can be used for amazing things on offense, but defensively, yeah. I mean, it's a titanium shaft or alloy, and you can take a beating from it.
That's a lot heavier than my hockey stick.
What's the worst injury that you've ever seen? Because, I mean, I only went to one lacrosse game, which was actually a Mammoths game.
Okay.
I was just like, I wonder, like, what is the worst they've ever experienced when it comes to being hit so hard?
You know, our guys are pretty tough, honestly. You know, there's a difference between being hurt and injured in any pro sport, right? You look at the National Football League, and you hear every guy's banged up as the season goes on. Mm-hmm. That's true in our league as well. You got to fight through it. And, you know, you see the traditional sports injuries.
Mm-hmm.
But for our team, the first half of the season, we were incredibly banged up. And we basically didn't have our roster completely assembled to where we wanted to be until a couple weeks ago. And we still have one of the greatest of all time. You know, you mentioned Gary Gate. Mm-hmm. John Grant Jr., who you put right up there. Yeah. John's been on our team for 7 years. He only played the first two games this season and has been out ever since.
So when you guys start thinking strategy, because like you said, it's an 18-game season. Yep. You're
plus playoffs.
Plus playoffs, because you're supposed to be going close to playoffs now? Are
yeah,
you in
so
that
the end of the regular season is the April 28th, 29th weekend.
Okay.
The following weekend starts playoffs. We actually play at in Georgia April 1st.
Oh, wow.
And we have a magic number of two with two different teams. So if we win in Georgia and either Calgary loses or Vancouver loses, we're in the playoffs. We'll be in the playoffs.
You'll be in the
playoffs. Question is, are we hosting and are we the one or two seed? We're one game out of first place right now in the West.
Wow.
So it's been a good run so far.
Now, what is your background? Because you and I were talking off mic, so yeah. You've got a broadcast background. I can hear it.
Thank you. Drives my wife crazy sometimes, but...
My friends are always like, stop with the radio voice. I just want to talk to you.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
Do you talk to people with your radio voice?
I do. Every once in a while.
Sometimes it comes out and you just, right?
Anytime I answer the phone, it's there.
Actually, let me tell you a really quick funny story about the radio voice. So Gary Gates' son, who's a great, great, great kid. He's at Ivy League school playing.
Too?
Yeah.
So
Gary's son used to love my voicemail in the office. And he and his buddies used to call my office in the evening just so they could listen to my voicemail message because they thought it was so funny. So that's a total aside. But
I love that. That is brilliant. So when you started, I mean, did you ever thought you'd end up working for the Mammoth? Is this like the dream job come true?
Well, it has been. 13 years in. And so it's been an amazing run from not only the business side, but also from I started radio sideline reporting, then I did play-by-play on webcast, then I did 8 years on altitude, but the business side is fantastic. I mean, it's if you think about it, there are people in this world who do amazing things. We had La Crosse Out Cancer Night this past Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and we spent some time throughout the month of March with pediatric cancer patients ranging in age from 19 months to 10 years old.
Yeah.
And you see these brave kids, what they go through, their families, what they experience. And then we also spend time with a nurse at Rocky Mountain Hospital for Children who has a great relationship with the kids. And it puts everything in perspective that what we do in the grand scheme of things is not terribly important. But at the same time, an escape from reality, an escape from the hardships of life, whether you're dealing with cancer or somebody in your family is, you're dealing with a tough day at work, you're dealing with something tough in your relationships, everybody needs an escape. Sometimes that can be in video games in your house or other places. Sometimes it could be at a Mammoth game. And so what we're doing coming up and what we did actually March 12th, we're merging the two. We hosted a Call of Duty Infinite Warfare tournament at Pepsi Center in the press box all day leading up to our Mammoth game that night.
Awesome.
And then April 15th, Hearthstone and Overwatch tournaments that are going to be at Pepsi Center again all day. Pepsi Vision, the big center hung Jumbotron scoreboard.
Shut up. You're going to be on that?
Going to be on that.
That is absolutely brilliant.
It's you know what? That first event we had was phenomenal. The feedback was tremendous. And I can't wait for April 15th. It's our next home game, and it also happens to be, again, Overwatch and Hearthstone. For all you players out there, it's going to be a tremendous opportunity to see yourself on the big screen, play against some good competition, win some prizes, and then, of course, take in the Mammoth game afterward.
So now what's their shot? How do they get in, or where do they need to go?
Yes, they got to talk to Clutch, which is the great group that's putting this on here.
I'm an employee.
Yeah, she's part of the team.
You know, so Clutch Gaming Arena has been phenomenal, and so Clutch is our partner on it, as is Carbon Entertainment, which means it's streaming and people worldwide can watch your play, but Clutch is really the group to go check out, clutch.gg, and then they also have another website that'll get you directed for registration in the tournament. There's also spectator opportunities as well to come check it out, which includes a ticket all day to come watch Hearthstone and Overwatch and then the Mammoth game at night for $15.
Jeez. You know, and to touch on your point with the cancer, because we do a cosplay. We have the Colorado Ghostbusters, and we do Children's Hospital. We'll show up. We'll do fundraising for them. And, I mean, how these kids conduct themselves and the bravery, I don't think I could do it. I mean, there's no way.
You know, it's Cancer affects everybody.
This does.
Is our eighth year with La Crosse Out Cancer, and my mom is a breast cancer survivor who nearly died from her chemotherapy. My mother-in-law has brain cancer, which is terminal, and but to see these kids who, you know, again, the 19-month-old, he was diagnosed at 5 months, and if you think about it. And this may sound bad, but it's almost better maybe that it's at 5 months because he doesn't know any better, right? He doesn't know what's happening. But I'll tell you what, a 4-year-old who we spend time with, a 10-year-old who we spend time with, and so many other kids, it's really moving. If you go to ColoradoMammoth.com, actually, you can check out the video that aired at halftime of the game, which documents the month-long efforts that the team did. And I would also encourage you, have a little perspective in life, right? That's what
Absolutely.
It's about. And so when your day is bad, you know what? Maybe it's not the worst thing in the world. And that's really what it allows us to achieve. Our players get that out of it. We had a player who said somebody who we featured a couple of years ago, he said, we get really down on ourselves after a loss, but in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter win or lose, right? What matters is our health, our family, our well-being, and those around us. And so
end
I would just encourage you to keep that in mind.
Now, are the Mammoth taking donations or anything to go towards cancer research or the charity at all?
We did. We actually raised money for a significant number of local nonprofit cancer-related organizations. So that's already closed. But obviously, if you have even a dollar, literally even a dollar, if you can send that to a group like Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, American Cancer Society, any of these great organizations, that dollar helps. And that's what's so meaningful to me. Let me tell you something else we did. And this was a first, I believe, in pro sports. Which was, we went to Rocky Mountain Hospital for Children in the beginning of February, and we had pediatric cancer patients design the helmets that our players wore.
That is the first time. I've never heard of that.
So they got to create the design. Kelly Kotcher in our digital department, she digitized all that, and then Pro Athletics out in California, they were the ones who actually printed the decals, the wraps for the helmets, and there was nothing more impactful than seeing that. And so two or three players wore the helmet designs of each kid's wrap,
that
and then they each
fantastic.
Received one as well from the players before the game.
Oh,
there was a girl
so
named
cute.
Maddie who's a few years old, and she actually didn't want to put her helmet on when she got it, and then 30 seconds later she put it on and she never wanted to take it off again. You can see
cool.
photos of all this.
I
mentioned the halftime video.
Yes,
you can see some photos on our website too. Again, ColoradoMammoth.com to check that out. It was a night that every year, it's the best game of the season every year, bar none. And it means the world to me. It means the world to our players. The players, I wish I was exaggerating. We have 20 guys on our roster. Every guy came up to me and at least two or three times said, thank you. And I said, well, thank you for embracing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can have athletes. You can have people who say, hey, this is what...
They don't want to participate.
Right, they don't want to. And in this case, every single one of them came up to me and wanted to and said, this is so cool. And they've been here for years. And now this is an extension of what we've done, especially with the helmets.
Yeah.
That for them was just another layer of it. The other piece we do is the I'm Playing For campaign, which is where we auction off the jerseys, and the name on the back is actually the name of a pediatric cancer patient, a survivor, or somebody who battled the disease, and then they receive those jerseys on field. So that's looking back at it, March 25th, but really special night that we did, and so sometimes we get to have fun, like meeting the kids and interacting with them. Sometimes we get to have fun, like video games, as we're doing on April 15th, but that's the job in a nutshell.
That's
Don't everybody come for my job,
yeah,
all right?
Damn it. You might have an accident in the driveway. Anyway, so with all the games and everything, what are you? Are you a gamer? I mean, do you get an itch, a scratch?
I tell you, I was excited on March 12th watching the competitiveness, the ability of the gamers. For me, though, I'm honestly, I have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old at home. My only system I've ever owned, actually, was the original 8-bit Nintendo.
Oh.
RBI Baseball, I was dirty at that game. But and then college freshman year on PlayStation was NCAA Football 99. That was a great game.
Brilliant game.
It was a great game. Florida Gators were incredible in that game. But since then, honestly, I've ventured away from it. But for the last 3 years, we've been trying to figure out the esports culture, the business. You see a lot of professional sports teams and organizations who are getting involved, throwing a lot of money behind it. And what we wanted to do with Clutch specifically was to start this process here in Denver to bring meaningful, impactful, and hopefully at one day large events here into Pepsi Center into this marketplace.
Because, I mean, I had no idea the Mammoth were as involved in the community as they are. I mean, that's fantastic. Are we going to see an EA lacrosse game?
Well, there have been 3 lacrosse games. There was one back in 2001. It was called Blast, and I think it was for PlayStation. And John Grant Jr., who I mentioned, is in that game. He's still playing now, right? But Blast.
Right.
There was one a few years ago, which frankly wasn't a great game. And Casey Powell, who actually was in the building a few nights ago, he's one of the greatest of all time, played for the Mammoth parts of two seasons. He's the only American ever to win the MVP award in our league. There's a Casey Powell game that came out last year. There's a new one coming out, I think, in a matter of weeks. And a pretty cool game. And what he's done, actually, as a kind of a crowdsource fundraising piece for it, is that if your lacrosse club wanted to be featured in the game, you could pay for that as you know, a pre-buy option, and now your team is in the game. So
that's awesome.
A field lacrosse game instead of what we play, which is just a slightly different version, more up and down, faster paced.
Because there is the field lacrosse team that's in Glendale over at the event center.
That's actually rugby.
Oh, a rugby.
Rugby, the Glendale Raptors, yeah. But there's another team in this market that does a nice job. But, you know, Casey has really spearheaded that. He's been a great ambassador for the game for 15 to 20 years. And a tremendous guy. I got to play him in his video game back in December. And I give him a little bit of flack because his daughter was there too. And I got some misinformation on which buttons do what. So for the first half of the game, I'm like, Casey, why can't I shoot here? Why can't I, right? And, maybe I was telling you the wrong button. So Casey and I have a little beef, and he knows it. And, I make him aware of it when I see him.
Throw the gauntlet down. Wait a second. What was up with that?
Yeah. But, no, you know, there are a few games at some point. I think a big, you know, game creator might jump in. The sport's still relatively small. Let's be realistic here. I mean, you know, yes, the growth is tremendous. It's one of the fastest growing team sports in North America and has been for more than a decade. But to grow that fast, to grow exponentially like it has, you have to be somewhat small.
Yes.
The numbers are nowhere near what the esports community is. But I'll tell you what, it's a game that has a bit of everything for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You look in our crowd and you have the 7-year-olds and the 70-year-olds. And if you've been to a Mammoth game and you hear, get in the box, right? You know exactly what I'm talking about.
You
and you see those 7 and 70-year-olds doing it. If you haven't been yet, you'll appreciate it when you come. And you know, from the Harleys revving that start off
the
opening, game, right?
Yeah, the opening with the Harleys coming in, the flames shooting. I mean, Willie was absolutely brilliant with the get in the box. I mean, that
really was great. You know, 13 years that he was our public address announcer. Now we have a guy named Big Rob who's actually on the radio up north in Colorado. And Rob, it's actually eerie. If you walk in the game and didn't know that Willie wasn't doing it anymore, you might think he was still doing it because Rob and he sound so similar on the mic. Rob was great in his first game. He's gotten so much better now in the past season and a half.
Just
and
over,
we're
huh?
spoiled here, frankly.
You have a heavy talent town, that's for damn sure.
No question.
Because you mean you got like Shark, Roach, Willie, I mean, you a plethora of talent. Myself included.
Yeah. The backup to the back. Actually, I did it. I filled in for Willie for a game. And
really?
You talk about big shoes to fill. This is a couple of years ago. And, I mean, he's just he was an icon to our fans. And we owe so much to what he did. Like I said, we're in great shoes now. But trying to fill in for somebody who, you know, there are some public address announcers and you never see them, right?
No, never do.
And then there are others who are larger than the role of PA announcer. And we owe a lot to him. And we're in a new era right now with Big Rob. But I don't think we've missed a beat.
No. And, I mean, like Roach, when he left the Broncos. Yeah, I mean, that was huge.
Was huge. And now Connor McGahey, who actually replaced me on Altitude calling Mammoth games, Connor's now doing that over there, and he's
was
tremendous.
On the air for Altitude with Avalanche and all of that.
Yeah,
as well.
He does a lot on Altitude, and he also is CU Buffs football and the PA announcer there.
Good
he's
him.
Done DU for a while, so it's a pretty small community of public address announcers who have dominated the airwaves, and then you see guys like Mike Evans, who's been calling pro lacrosse and college lacrosse on TV as well. So you have a small fraternity of guys, but you know what? If that's something that you aspire to do, I would encourage you to go look at it, right? Just like being a professional athlete. You know, I was standing with a boy named Q, who plays youth lacrosse. He was diagnosed last year and missed his whole season, obviously. He spent 161 nights in the hospital.
Oh, my God.
And he's back playing now this season, which is great. And I had him out and met the players after the game this past Saturday. And I brought over two of our greatest defenders who have this amazing heart and hustle and passion on the floor, and it's very transparent. And I brought Cam Holding over, who's one of them, Robert Hope over, who's one of them. And I said, hey, this is my buddy Q. I want you to, you know, meet him. Got autographs from the entire team, right? But I said, Cam, one piece of advice for Q. And he said, work hard. That's what it takes. That's all it takes. Robert Hope called him over. Hopey, come on over. Work hard. I told Cam when he came back by, I said, Hopey said the same thing. He said, it's true. That's what it takes. Cam Holding played club lacrosse in college. He had to pay to play. And he didn't play D1 club lacrosse. He played D2 club lacrosse, all right?
This it's is like community rec center.
You know, and he was dominant at that level, but he paid to play in college, and now he's a star in our league. And so you think about where a guy can come from, where he can get to. This Saturday, he plays in his 100th game in a Mammoth uniform.
Wow.
He just moved into fourth in loose balls, which is when you pick up the ball off the ground. He just moved into fourth in team history in that. So it really comes down to effort, just like in, you know, esports, right? It's, are you going to take more time? Are you going to pay more attention? Are you going to – it's attention to detail, right? And it's it wanting it badly. And so whether you want to be on the radio, you want to be TV, public address announcer, whatever it is, work hard and you'll get to where you want to be. And frankly, that's what my parents instilled in me as a kid. And they don't like sports. The joke was I was adopted growing up because hey, you want a good one?
I was going to even say, I was like, what did you do as a kid?
Let me tell you this. My sister's 2 years older. And as you can tell, I like to talk. But she asked my parents to put in a rule. I grew up a big Yankees fan in New Jersey. I couldn't talk for 5 minutes every dinner because she wouldn't have a chance to talk. I wouldn't let her talk. I'd just tell them boring Yankees stuff every moment of dinner, and they didn't care.
No.
Excuse me. And so the only way she can get a word in is if I had a 5-minute mute button.
Sit down. You can't talk. Damn it. No, and I actually spent some time in Jersey and New York and North Haledon area in Jersey, and I love it. But it is a heavy sports. I mean, it's almost worse than here when it comes to
There's so many teams, but it's also you have 30 million people to try to sell to there, right?
That's true.
In the tri-state area. Whereas here you have a population between 4 and 5 million who can be your consumer base, and so you have to be that much better. Because let's face it, we play in the same size arena, basically, mm-hmm. as what you have at Madison Square Garden or the Barclays Center or is it Prudential, whatever it is in New Jersey now, whatever the name is. I think it's the Prudential Center. So you have to sell the same number of fans, but you have a much smaller pool to pull from. And that's where you have to be bigger, better, different. And you have to get fans who come and say, wow, I've never seen that before. What I love about sports, what I love about esports is every time you watch, if you watch with a critical eye, you can say, that's cool, I've never seen that. And that's what really got me into sports was that passion of seeing things that were maybe too good to believe.
Because, you guys, an incredible presence. I mean, what's left to do? What do you want to do? But you're like, oh, I don't know if this would necessarily work.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're not constantly innovating and creating, then you're falling behind. And so the show that we created here has been replicated by multiple teams in many sports leagues, by the way.
It has.
And so you have to continue to push the bar and raise that bar. So I don't know what's next, but I'll tell you what, if you haven't been, you'll be blown away. And for those who have been, they've fallen in love with it, and they expect for us to continue to come out with newer, bigger, better.
Every year.
Every year.
What have you done every for me lately?
Yes. Right? And that's true in all business. What have you done for me lately? You know, Apple didn't sit there with the first iPhone and say, this is going to be the end goal.
Nope.
Right? So that's our job.
Well, Josh, I know it's a busy day. I don't want to keep you in. I know we could probably talk forever. Anything for the kids at home, if they want to keep up with the Mammoth, what's the best way to go about that?
Well, it's scary to think all these kids are on social media these days, but you can follow us on social media for the latest, greatest, best. But also, like I said, ColoradoMammoth.com. And we hope to see you on April 15th. If you're a Hearthstone player, an Overwatch player, you're just coming out to look for a great time with buddies or loved ones, looking for a great date night with somebody, come to the game. Again, Clutch has all the details for you. It's clutch.gg. It'll get you set up. And hope to see you there. And if you're there, there are two things you have to do. And you can attest to it. Number one, you got to be loud.
Always.
Okay.
It's a must.
And number two, as part of being loud, is when an opposing team commits a penalty. See, I'm giving you information on what get in the box means. When the opposing team commits a penalty, you wait for Big Rob to call out the guy's jersey number. Give it to you. Hey, so-and-so, give me something like that.
As far as
just pretend you're Willie B or Big Rob.
Oh, and go.
Hey, numbers.
Hey, number 73.
Get in the box.
Rocks.
We'll see you at Pepsi Center, guys. Thanks so much.
Kids were all stories in the end, so make it a good one.